To hear and read about the reported violent altercation between singers Rihanna and Chris Brown is one thing, but to see the leaked photo of Rihanna's bruised face takes the horror of date violence to another level for young fans. Or does it? Does your daughter still have a crush on Chris Brown? What impact has this case had on young people? And what responsibility do these celebrities have to speak to the issue of violence against women, if any? It is the subject we toss to our regular contributor, Judge Lynn Toler. She is the star of TV's Divorce Court. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. You've worked with and counseled young women for a long time. You've been a judge ruling in cases just like this. We know that Rihanna hasn't pressed charges against Brown so far. The word on the blogs suggests that she may still be in love with him. If that's the case, Judge, what do you say to a woman who is in love with the man who beats her?
The first thing I say is, it's not her job to press charges. It's the state's job to do that. In a criminal matter, the state brings charges. And when I was in court, it was a matter of my prosecutor wouldn't drop the charge whether or not the woman would cooperate. We've got photos of you being beaten up. We got the witness information from the police and who was ever there. And we as a society say we are not going to tolerate that. So whether or not you're still in love with him is irrelevant, because now I, Lynn Toler, Judge Toler, the state of Ohio, is saying to you, we will not have this. Having said that, the difficulty lies not so much in that guy, but the society and the way we women look at things and how society puts us to look at things. And, you know, women as equals and not chattel is a relatively new thing when you think about it on a human historical terms. So we have to retrain ourselves to retrain young girls from the cradle up and young boys.
Even if the state is the ultimate decider of bringing charges or to not bring them, as a witness, which she would be, doesn't she have a role to play?
Absolutely, she has a role to play. I've seen them all the time. They get on the stand and they minimize what he did. I started it. I this, I that, and the other thing. But people can see through that when all the physical evidence is there. Sometimes they can, you know, well, I started it is no justification. So she does have a role to play, but society has a role to play as well. The dead guy can't speak on his behalf, but we still prosecute homicides.
So how much of this is private and how much of it deserves a public airing out?
It's all private because it's all her and it's all him and it's all theirs. But since they are public figures, it has turned public anyway. And if nothing else, Chris Brown is a conversation with your daughter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is absorbing it. Go on.
He is where you start, because it's hard to start like, oh, just by the way, one day you're going to fall in love with a guy and he could hit you. And if he does, you ought to go. But what you should say is, look at who she was and what she had and what she took. Let's talk about how you feel as a girl and all that being in love with someone who is not the best thing for you. If nothing else, he is that conversation you should have with your son and your daughter about what it means to be in a relationship and what it means one blow you go, which was my mother's thing, is she trained us in that way. I don't want to go there because we've already gotten in trouble for that.
Yes, we did. But I understand the point that you're making.
She drilled that into us. One blow you go, you don't examine, you don't wonder, you run and you come home and then we talk from there. And that needs to be, you have to have a line in the sand that is clearly drawn from a young age, and I don't think that happens.
It must be very difficult, Lynn Toler, because I would imagine that even in her own life, somebody's probably told Rihanna this and Chris Brown this as well, and yet these things continue to happen.
Well, you know, I had a group of 30 young girls, and I said, how many of you plan on being abused when you grow up? Of course, nobody raised their hand. So I said, what do you think the difference is between the idea that none of you want to be abused and the fact that 50% of you probably will be at some point or another? And we had a long conversation about that, and it is about that nickel and dime effect of, if I just do the right thing, just a little more, that Eve thing, there was something that I did to deserve that. We need to start early with boys and girls talking about what the solution to the problem is and where that line of the song, the sand is. Don't say, I'm not going to be abused, saying the moment he lifts his hand and places on my face, so it's clear. It's not amorphous. It's not vague. It's clear.
And what do you say to the young men to help them to know that this is not something that you want to, a behavior you want to engage in? And how do you teach them how to find alternative ways to express themselves when they are in the moment and there is great anger?
I think, especially when you're talking about 19-year-olds, you must speak to the ego and say there is nothing more unmanly than to hurt a woman. I mean, because they are so young and their emotions pop up on them so quick, so they have to have a firm and constant reaffirmation of the fact there is nothing more unmanly than that. And not only that, it doesn't matter if your girlfriend is not going to press charges, because society is so horrified that by that, we will come for you on her behalf, whether she wants us to or not.
We've only got a minute or so left, Judge Toler. I'm wondering, is this the kind of case, the case between Rihanna and Chris Brown, that would call for a restraining order?
Absolutely. And I used to give restraining orders, and I used to also require women to say, listen, once I give this restraining order, you can't come in and ask me to lift it. Because 48 hours later, there they'd come. I mean, it was like clockwork, because I would want them to have an opportunity for the domestic violence center that I had plugged into my court to give an opportunity to talk to them and help them and give them the vision that they needed before they decided to let him come back and start begging again.
So it works if they don't lift it.
It helps. I'm not going to say anything worked, but it helps to give them room and time and something to intervene in between, I hit you and baby, I'm so sorry.
Judge Toler, thank you very much. This is very helpful.
Thank you.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of TV's Divorce Court and author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. She joined us from the studios of KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.